Newmarket is once again debating whether the municipality should add something more to its snow clearing services after massive snowfalls in February. Councillor Christina Bizance put forward a notice of motion February 24 that will ask staff for a report back on options and cost implications for windrow clearing. This follows a week of social media chatter where locals questioned whether or not it would be worthwhile for the town to have windrow clearing services, as some neighboring municipalities do. Bizance said it is not a new issue or discussion in the town. However, after receiving multiple calls on the issue and having residents ask about solutions, she said she wants staff to explore some options. There's a safety issue around windrows if people can't get out or can't have, for example, personal support workers come in, she said, adding residents are wondering if there isn't some solution to help support people when there are these more extreme weather events and snow events. Windrows are piles of snow left at the bottom of a driveway after a snowplow has come through. While the town of Newmarket has left these for residents to clear, other York Region municipalities do have plows that can come in to clear them, including Vaughan, Markham and Aurora. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor has generally been opposed to the idea of Newmarket offering such a service, arguing the potential tax burden would not be worth it. He weighed in on the matter again on social media earlier this month. We can, of course, increase taxes about 2%, over and above a normal increase, to implement such a system. Having said that, mayors from cities that have driveway clearing have told me that the complaints continue about the timing of the cleaning of the driveway windrow, Taylor said in a Newmarket Facebook group. I do not believe the majority of residents would support a 2% tax increase for the 2 or 3 snow events a year when people really wish we had the service. I am very interested in the conversation and will continue to read what people have to say, Taylor added. Residents weighed in on the conversation after the snowfall. Time for Newmarket to look into different equipment to remove the windrows from people's driveways. There is equipment out there to do it, after all, we do pay high taxes. If Toronto can do, why can't Newmarket? One resident commented. This is an extreme amount of snow this year, compared to other years. Could taxpayer money be better spent on homelessness, affordable housing and other important things? Think about it, another resident commented in response. The town budgeted $2.7 million for winter maintenance in 2024. The town also has a winter control reserve so that any funds left over due to milder winters can be saved and spent on more difficult winters. That fund has a balance of approximately $1.4 million, with the winter maintenance budget underspent by approximately $240,000 in 2024. The town of Aurora has grappled with the cost of its program, which it launched as a pilot, and only covers seniors or those with disabilities not living with someone able-bodied in the household. The town extended the pilot to this winter season but added a $100 fee per household in an attempt to recover some costs. Aurora's program saw 1,100 participating households last year, with the cost being about $227 per household last year. We recognize that for many seniors and individuals with disabilities, snow removal can be a significant barrier to getting in and out of their homes safely, said Mayor Tom Maracas in a news release. By extending this program, we're continuing our efforts to make Aurora a more inclusive and accessible community. Other municipalities have broader windrow clearing, including Richmond Hill and Vaughan. Like Aurora, Markham's program is application-based for households with only those older than 60 or not physically able. Richmond Hill's program costs about $4.5 million annually according to a 2023 comparison report in Burlington, while Vaughan's costs $2.1 million. Markham's more selective program costs about $604,000 according to the same report. All of the costs for these programs are covered by the general tax levy. But other municipalities in addition to Aurora have also asked for fees, including Burlington. Bizance said there is no one-size-fits-all approach, and she does not have any preference for a possible solution at this point. She said there are pros and cons to different options and wants staff to analyze them. The main thing personally for me is to ensure that we're looking out for the safety of the people who are more vulnerable, Bizance said. But at the same time, recognizing that we want to be responsive to the needs of as many residents as possible. Newmarket Council is to discuss the idea at its March 3 meeting at 1 p.m.